Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yudal Daman Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yudal Daman Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Beishami Aymrim Tavlin Yudaychim B'madrich Shalitz. Now when you want to crush spices on Yom Tif, so you have to do it with a little bit of a shinoi. You can't use the regular stone pestle, the stone madoich. You have to use a wooden madoich, a wooden pestle. The hamelach, when it comes to salt, so then you have to do a big shinoi. So then bepach uva eitzaparer. Then you have to use either some sort of earthenware kli or a wooden spoon. That other spices you don't have to do any sort of shinoi. You could use the regular stone pestle. And when it comes to salt, so then you just have to do a small shinoi, use a wooden pestle. Says the Gemara, the Kuliyama Mias Melach Boi Shinoi, but it comes out that everybody holds that salt requires a Shinoi. So my time, why is that? Meaning, well, maybe we'll just focus on Beis Hillel. Why is it that Beis Hillel, he holds that even though other spices, they don't need any sort of Shinoi, and when it comes to salt, it needs a little bit of a Shinoi? So Rav Huna Rav Chista, they each said a Psha, we don't know who said what, but Chad Amar, one of them said, Kol HaKaderas Kula and Tzrichais Melach, because every Kadera needs salt. So he knew before Yom Tif that he was going to need some salt. But not every kadera needs other spices. So salt he should have done before Yom Tov. He knew he was going to need it. That's why he has to do a shinoi. Other spices he didn't necessarily know that he was going to need it. V'chad amar, the other one explains, that all other spices, to do it before Yom Tov, he wouldn't get the same result because it would lose some of its taste on Yom Tov. Umelach ain't a mafiga taima. But salt, it doesn't lose its taste, and therefore he could have done it before Yom Tov. My benayu will be the nafkamina between these two explanations. If he already knew before Yom Tov what he was planning on cooking, he knew it was something that required some pepper, some garlic, some other spice, so then it would have like the din of salt, because then he knew he was going to need it. If you hold that the reason is that you didn't know you were going to need it. But if you hold that it loses its taste, so here also, it still loses its taste, and therefore it would still be like other spices. Inami, another nafkamina, the other way around, is b'mayrika, when it comes to saffron, which doesn't lose its taste, but again, you don't know you're going to need it. So if it's all about knowing you're going to need it, so you didn't know you were going to need it. If it's about losing its taste, so saffron doesn't lose its taste, it would be treated like salt. V'am rav yudha amar Shmuel, kol anidaychen nidaychen kedarkon v'afilu melach. Shmuel said that no, seemingly not like our Mishnah, he said that no, you could crush everything normally, even salt. Asked the Gemara, v'amrit melach ba'ishinoi, but our Mishnah said, even Beis Hillel agrees that salt needs to have a shinoi. So says the Gemara, who damer ki ay tano. Shmuel held like the following tano. The tani we learned in the Braiso, that Amr Rabbi Meir, le'inachlugu beishamu Beis Hillel al nidoichen, shenidoichen kedarkan, u'melach imahen. Everybody agrees that when you're crushing some sort of other spice, if you're crushing garlic or pepper or something else, so then you could throw in salt and you don't have to do anything different. Whatever you're doing for the other spices, you could do with the salt when the salt is mixed in. The machlekes, Beishami Beis Hillel, is about crushing the salt by itself. And what's the machlekes? Different than what we had in our Mishnah. What's the machlekes? She Beishami Aymre Melach Bepach Uveitzapar. Same as our Mishnah. The Beis Shammai says that salt, you have to do a big shinoi, either the earthenware kli or the wooden spoon. And also, litzli avolai likadera. You can only do a little bit of salt, not a large amount of salt. Only the amount of salt that one uses when he does malicha, when he salts the meat to get out the blood before he roasts meat, which doesn't require as much as when you cook meat. That's the amount of salt that you're allowed to crush. That's what Beis Shammai says. Ubeisilaimrim b'chol davar. Mishael says that no, you could use anything. Ask the Gemara, b'chol davar sakudaitach, literally anything, even something that's mukso. Ela ema lichol davar. No, not you could use anything, but you could do it for anything, meaning even a large amount of salt that's normally done the kadera. And presumably though, you could use anything that's not mukso though. So that means you don't need to have any sort of shinoi that Shmuel held like this Tana, like Rabbi Meir, who brought down the sheet of Beis Hillel as saying that you don't need to do any sort of shinoi when it comes to salt. Amr le Rav Acha Bar Dla Lebrei. Rav Acha Bar Dla told his son, in Eitza Taiva, that ki daichas atzli atzlu yevedaich. That when you crush salt, even though we hold like Shmuel, you don't need to do any sort of shinoi, still do a little bit of a shinoi. Mamish a tiny shinoi. What's that? Atzlu yevedaich. tilt the pestle a little bit to its side and crush it like that. Says the Gemara, apparently Rav Sheshas held like this as well. He held to do it like this. Rav Sheshas shama kol buchna. Rav Sheshas one time heard the sound of a pestle on Yom Tov. And Amar, so he commented and he said, I love migave de besayhu. He said, that's not coming from my house. Asked the Gemara, how did he know? Maybe the person was using it with this little shinoi, which is enough according to Rav Sheshas. Maybe he was tilting it. Says the Gemara, no, the shamei David Solo kole. You heard that the sound had a certain clarity to it. It was obvious that it wasn't being tilted. Okay, v'dilma tavonavu. Okay, but maybe it wasn't salt. Maybe it was spices. Spices don't even need to be tilted. Spices don't need any sort of shinoi. Says the Gemara, then no, because tavlin nabuche menabach kolayu. When it comes to tavlin, they have a much louder sound when they're crushed. Therefore, he knew it was salt. He knew it wasn't being tilted. Therefore, Melo, he was able to say with confidence, I know that that's not coming from my house. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Inoisen tisni, v'inkoichim b'machtashas. Another halacha on Yom Tov is that you're not allowed to make tisni. Tisni is if you crush wheat kernels into four parts. So that's asar on Yom Tov. And you also can't use a mortar. You can't be koichim b'machtashas. So ask the Gemara Tarti, that seems like a stira, because tisni is typically made in the machteshas. So if you say you can't make tisni, that's mashma, you could use a machteshas. You just can't make tisni in it. And because maybe that's a lot of tircha. But then you say, no, you can't use a machteshas. That sounds like you can't use it at all. So says the Gemara Hachikamar. This is what the Braisa means to say. That matam ain't eisen tisni. What's the reason why you can't make tisni? Lefi shein koichim b'machteshas. Because you can't use the mortar. Okay, well then, v'leima in koichim b'machteshas. So why mention the tisni? Just say you can't use a machteshas. Say you can't use a mortar. Says the Gemara, itani in koichim b'machteshas have a mina hanimili b'machteshas gedayla. Because if it would have, the Braisa would have just said it like that, so I would have assumed that the Braisa means you can't use a big machteshas. That's the classic machteshas that we speak about, is a machteshas gedayla. So I would have assumed that that's what the Braisa is referring to. Avam a machteshas ketana, im a shaper dummy. I would have assumed that you're allowed to use a small one, kamash malon the Braisa, that no, you can't use a machteshas, you can't even use a small one. Ask the Gemara, that would technically answer up the Braisa. However, halachically, that doesn't seem to be true. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa, ein koichin b'machteshes gedayla, v'u koichin b'machteshes ketana. Now you are allowed to use a small mortar. So that would be soiser, the way you're reading the Braisa. So the Gemara is going to give a teretz to that kasha. But before we answer that kasha, Abaye says a whole new pshat. And Amar Abaye, Abaye says that Kitani Nami Masnisa b'machteshes gedayla tani. That no, really our Braisa is only talking about a large mortar. That the Braisa only means to asar a large mortar. So we're back to square one. So then what it seems to be a stira in the Braisa. So Rashi fills in the blanks. That Abaye means to say that the Braisa is saying two different halachas. One is that you can't make tisni. That means even if you're gonna use a small mortar, you can't make tisni. You can never make tisni. Even if you're going to do it with the shinoi and use a small mortar. Then there's a second halacha of the Braisa that you can't use a mortar, referring to the classic mortar, a large one. That you can't use a large one. You could use a small one. Even with the small one, you can't make tisni, because that's a lot of tircha, but you could use a small mortar on Yom Tov. That's how Abaye learns pshat in the Braisa. But Avada, like the second Braisa says, you could use a small mortar. Rava says that no, back to the original pshat, that the Braisa is saying you can't even use a small mortar. We have another Braisa which says that you could use a small one. Leikasha halan v'haluhu. One's for us, for the Bnei Bavel. In Bavel, they didn't have a vadim that were mezalzel in Hilchos Yom Tov. So therefore, you could use a small mortar. Nothing bad's going to happen from that. However, halahu, once for them in Eretz Yisrael, you can't use a small mortar because they had a vadim that would be mezalzel in Kfod Yom Tov. And therefore, if you allow them to use a small one, they'll end up just using a big one. And they'll tell you that, oh yeah, I used the small one. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't even use a small one. Says the Gemara story, Rav Papi Ikla Lebe Mar Shmuel. Rav Papi one time went to visit the house of Mar Shmuel, and Isile Daisa. So Shmuel served Rav Papi some Daisa, some crushed kernels. V'loy Achal, Rav Papi didn't trust his kashrus, he didn't want to eat it. It was crushed in the mortar, he didn't want to eat it. Asked the Gemara, what's the problem? V'dilma b'machteshes ketana avdua. Shmuel lived in Bavel, so you're allowed to use a small machteshes, maybe he crushed it in the small machteshes. So says the Gemara, no, the Chazi David Daik Tvei. He saw that it was very crushed. It was clearly done in a large machteshes. That's why he didn't eat it. Okay, but Vedilma Me'ed Mulavdua. Maybe it was crushed on Erev Yom Tov. Maybe it wasn't crushed today. Says the Gemara, no, the chazia, the have a kalif tzare. He saw that it was a certain color, it had a white streak to it, a clear indication that it was crushed just then. And therefore, he knew it was crushed on Yom Tov, that's why he didn't eat it. Or if you buy Yisema, a different pshat, the reason why Rav Papi didn't eat it, not because he saw it was super crushed, the reason why he didn't eat it, even though it could be, it was really just crushed in a small mortar, is because Shani Beimar Shmuel, the Ika Pritzusa Davde. Even though in Bavel they typically didn't have avadim, that would be mezalzen kvod yom tov, but Shmuel had such avadim. And therefore, because Shmuel had these avadim, even though he lived in Bavel, he was different, he had these avadim, therefore Rav Papi didn't want to eat from the food, even if it was crushed in a small mortar.